Wait ya. Wait ya. The 10 days of waiting is a significant part of the Pentecost story and the outpouring of the Spirit. Wait ya. That's just so much better than any other translation, I think. Wait ya. Waiting can be a sweet thing. It can be, but it so often is not. Sometimes waiting can get tedious. Has that ever happened to you? You're waiting, pretty soon you're bored, you're fiddling with your phone. It just gets tedious. Sometimes waiting can be a problem because we have been wounded at some point in waiting. Remember late to pick up a kid at school? After band practice? My mom never was. But let me tell you, I've been late to pick up my daughters. And I live in fear, in terror, if I'm supposed to pick up one of my grandchildren somewhere after choir, after a game, and I'm not there right on time. Woundedness can happen that makes waiting difficult for us, and those ghosts come back to haunt us when we're waiting sometimes. Sometimes we wait in desperation. We are desperate for an answer. We're desperate for help. And we're waiting and we're on edge and we're saying, please God, please God, please. But the problem with all of these different phases of waiting or situations of waiting is that they can lead to brooding. Have you ever brooded when waiting? Pretty soon you're blaming someone for you having to wait. Pretty soon you're beginning to have negative thoughts, ugly attitudes towards people, towards circumstances, toward yourself. Waiting can be so, so difficult. Now, it's interesting to see or hear what the apostles were doing while they were waiting. They did a lot of praying, probably did some singing. Those are all good things. But I'd never thought about this election, this casting of lots for electing Matthias to Judas's vacant spot until Lynn Sweet was here a couple sessions ago. And he said, you know, is that really what should have happened? Because it seemed like the person that was supposed to take that spot was Paul. Born out of season, not numbered with the original 12. And he said, I can't help but ask, I wonder if they made a mistake. Who knows? They may have. That's okay. God takes mistakes and continues to weave the tapestry and makes everything work together for the good. But in our frustrations about waiting, sometimes we wonder, why does God delay? Why does God wait? What was God doing while I was waiting? Was he just testing me, biding his time? What was he doing? Well, we can learn about one instance of waiting when we look at the book of Daniel. Praying, fasting, interceding, praying for 21 days, hoping for his answer. Ever wait 21 days for something? Yeah. Gets very tedious. You can start brooding. And when he finally got his answer, the archangel said, I was doing battle with a principality. I was doing battle. There was warfare going on in the heavenlies while you were waiting for your answer. The answer was on the way to you, but it was being impeded by the forces of darkness that are in play in the cosmos. Jesus had just ascended, as Lester read to us from the Gulla. He went up. Glorious, glorious ascension. And we don't think really so much about what happened in those 10 days, but I believe there was some huge cosmology in play in those 10 days. I want us to look at a painting from 1789 by Vernet called The Triumph of Aemilius Paulus, which is a second century victor in battle. And when I look at this picture, it makes me think about Jesus' triumphal entry back into heaven after doing mortal combat with the enemy of our souls. And it calls to mind these words from Colossians 2, Paul's letter to the Colossians in the Message translation. Christ stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and paraded them naked through the streets. Now, I know what the Message translation is doing is talking about something happening at the cross. And yes, that's where it happened. That's the fulcrum. That's the pivot point. That's where it all happens, where it all hinges. That is his death trampling down death, defeating it forever. But then he rose, and then he ascended, and I have an idea that something like this happened. That when the scripture talks about Satan being chained for a time, for a season, I believe that the forces of darkness were chained and raided in heaven, like George Patton described this way. For over 1,000, the conqueror holding a golden crown and whispering in his ear a warning that all glory is fleeting. All glory is fleeting, except that belongs to the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All glory is fleeting, except that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wait ya. Please stand for the prayers.